ZLK Mobile.
I hope you're traveling safe in this weather, KA3JCA.
So far, it was a little rougher earlier. The rain settled down, the wind settled down. Just leaving Fountain Inn on my way to Spartanburg.
Looking at that now, so I think it's kind of south of you and to the east of you. So I think it's over where Union County and York County.
Earlier, you know, on the way to work and stuff, and even though we got some pretty good rain and wind and, you know, torrential rain, it looked like there was a nice break between the worst of it that went north of us and south of us.
Well, has now come back together, and it looks like it's kind of heading, like, toward Columbia and, like I said, over toward Union County and York County, Rock Hill, up towards Charlotte. So, yeah, I'm looking at the rotating, what do you call it, the map on the NOAA Weather, National Weather Service.
As long as it's gone from Atlanta and on my way down, it'll be fine. I got caught in that one a couple weeks ago, right before the cold snap hit. That was a lot of rain, pretty heavy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, or evening.
Hello, Patrick, KA3JCA.
Evening. I was hoping you'd be in here.
Making my way home now.
Yeah, crossing paths with Beth up there. She's still in Fletcher. She'll be headed this way soon, hopefully.
Sally asked if you're feeling better.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it never hit me really hard, but I could tell it was there. And just made me lose my voice by the end of the morning, and I guess I was a little bit extra tired, but yeah, I'm feeling much better. Thanks. Thank you, Sally, and hello to you.
Just talking with Patrick. I'm going to jump out of here a second. I got to take some diabetic medicine, but you know, he has it, and so I had a sore throat, and I don't think I have it, but I'm just playing it safe myself, so... All right, I will catch you guys later. KA3JCA and KA4JCA.
Miss Sally, have a good evening. KO4HKX.
Suggestion. Anyway, go ahead, Patrick. N4ZNLK. I was just saying good evening to Richard and Sally. And I don't think I had that particular virus. It was just a little touch of a chest congestion, I think, but... your turn, N4ZLK.
Richard, Miss Sally, y'all have a good evening. KO4HKX.
Good day, Patrick.
This afternoon has been a little rough weather-wise, and trying to get to everybody. I'm ready to go home.
You said you was going to get out and go home early when I told you the weather was going to be bad in 0TR.
The customers keep calling, so I got to work when I can.
My sunshine, ain't that right, Shane?
Or if you're like me, it doesn't matter what it's doing. Hey, Tom, good evening to you and Miss Bernice. Hope you guys are feeling better.
I got a gun smoke on in the background over there. If you hear some commotion, I'm sitting there eating some Jell-O with whipped cream on it and a can of ginger ale and a cookie. But I still got a rough cold. But other than that, I'm feeling a lot better. Well, I hope you have a safe trip up there home and you one down to Atlanta. I think the worst of it's over here. It's all down by Greenwood and in that area and headed over east now, Shane.
And I'm grateful. I'm hoping the skies will clear up and have a good ride down. And hopefully this early rain will keep them from doing any construction tonight. And one more thing, Tom. I made my first ever 30-meter contact yesterday. Guy in Louisiana. It was pretty active, so that was fun. I've never operated 30 meters before.
Well, you're jumping in with both feet, Miss N0TR. That sounds great. Shane, yeah, that's a good band. I like it. Well, I talked to a guy on Crozet Island, which is, about 2,600 miles south and of Africa, just off of Antarctica. And I guess he just has, Bill M4IQ was telling me he just had two TS-590s, which I'm proud of that. That's what I got. And one man, the expedition. But I looked at the website and that ship he went down there on, I can't imagine what that cost him. But at least there's buildings on that chunk of ice. But Bill said, and that was like the, and I'll probably get it wrong, the third most wanted one. And then the next one coming up, Beauvais, it's the second most wanted one or something like that. Well, I'd worked Crozet before, but on sideband years ago, and I don't know what year. So I was proud of that, but it was just a contact. But after I found out that he was kind of rare there, it really surprised me. Bill got him, but there was, sound like thousands of CW operators on their chain trying to get into that. And he answered me just distinctly as could be. And the very next day, he confirmed it on Club Log. From that remote location, that's a miracle, you know it?
Pile up there on CW, and man, I'm not there yet. It's too much distraction. It's bad enough when one person comes in close to you and you're trying to concentrate on the your contact, but that's good. Congratulations on that one. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Listening to y'all talk about that, I hadn't even dove it in at all on CW, so I don't know nothing about it.
It really punches through when sidemen don't, because it's just 500 hertz wide, and it just packs a lot. It's like having an amplifier, so they say. And it's very enjoyable. It takes a lot of work, but I think you'd enjoy it. But you're a busy man, too, so it's kind of like Chad. He'd like to do it, but I think it's just a matter of time. But Shane's been really going after it. Now, the D expeditions almost emphatically work split. Most of the guys last night I could see on the scope were about 1, 2, or 3 KCs up, and I started looking up higher, and he was split from 14031 to 14036. So you had transmitted on 14036, and then he listens on 14031 to make it clear. And but you got to get in there when 9,000 other guys are not. So I was very lucky, and I didn't know anything about it. I'd heard him the night before, but it was just too weak. But he had a nice signal. And I've talked to Antarctica many times down there over the years. But boy, this is a boony place. It looked like a chunk of ice off the coast of Antarctica. Go ahead, Shane.
Have a distorted signal here. Patrick, I've been working, you know, I think I told you, it started every morning just a little bit. And I didn't quite get all the way through the alphabet, but I know all of them anyway, just not at the speed I was trying. And I'm just now dipping my fingers in the water or my toes in the water to make some contacts. And I'm still slow, but I've found a lot of people who are willing to work with me slow or who are still learning too. So it's a lot of fun. Go ahead,
N4ZLK. I've talked about it several times, and Tom and I have talked about it too. Like Tom was saying, though, it's just me finding the time to do it. I mean, I left the house this morning at 4:30, and I'm still not home. So it takes for a long day and not wanting to do much of anything else.
Got to pay attention out there too, Patrick, but I think it was, yeah, I know it was. It was Dave, W4DJW, told me that when he used to drive back and forth to Charlotte, he made his own program of CW. And he was like me. I learned it from listening to W1AW a little bit, and also mainly cassette tapes. But he just made up his own way of learning it. And he'd listen to it in the car up there and back, and he passed the 20-word-a-minute Morse code thing. I talked to him one night, but I think he said he was cheating and doing it on a computer, but I don't know. It's been many years ago, but it's clear in the way you look at it. That's not cheating. It's just a different way. But I worked a guy one night in North Dakota, and I found his card the other day, and his name was Jiggs. He was 99 years old, and he was a radio telegrapher. And I think they had their own CW thing, like it was the American Morse code. It wasn't the International Morse code. But he was talking to me on a keyboard, and I commented back to him. We were in conversational CW, and I said, boy, your CW is good for 99 years old. And he said, well, Tom, he says, I got so much arthritis in my hands now. He says, I'm using a keyboard and a buffer. And I had no idea other than he never missed a syllable or a number, Patrick. Go ahead, Shane. This is N0TR.
I'm feeling any better. When I got my license, I had to learn the, you know, 5 words a minute at least, but then I didn't touch it until now. So I got my license in late 90, early 91, and you see what time, or and the will, I guess. So the good thing about this hobby is you can get to it anytime you're able to. So I've always wanted to do it, and I'm glad I did. And Tom, real quick, is that place you were talking about, that island, is he working a certain frequency?
That's why I got so lucky, because I've been so sick lately that I haven't been operating a lot. And I'll come down and turn the TV on. Bernice, she's over there reading one of her family circle books, and I sit over here and do some Morse code, and we try to find a TV program. But Bill said that he had no set schedule, and that he was just there when he was there. And I just happened to see one guy post him on QRZ the other night. It was Fox Tango 8 Whiskey Whiskey. And I thought, oh, what the heck, I didn't know it was that important, because I looked it up on my chart over here, and I had worked them sideband. And so I went up there, and by golly, had pretty strong signal, but there's been a lot of pirates. And I thought, well, maybe this guy's a pirate. I was going to tell some other people about it on texting, to them and tell them he was on. But I thought it'd make me look bad if it turned out to be a pirate. And it turned out it was the real thing. And if you go to DX Summit, you can look at the vocab predictions and see approximate times. And Bill said about 5 in the evening till 10 in the evening was a good time for Antarctica. And this was, this was at 0323, so that'd be about 3 hours from now. And it's it would have been almost 10:23. And but he's just a one man thing, and he's running FT8 and he's running CW, but I don't think any phone. And Bill said he just had 2 TS-590 Kenwoods and 200 watts and a vertical antenna.
I know, but my evenings are kind of taken up when I'm working. Go ahead, Patrick.
I don't know. You know how it is. When you find something you want to do, you'll find the time for it. And it just hadn't got to that point for me yet. But I have looked at it, and I found a program that I think Dave wrote, but I'm not sure. Is on the Bars website that you can type in a letter and it will spit it out in Morse code, or you can put in the Morse code and it'll put out the letter so you can try it. And so I've played around a little bit with it, but that's about as far as I've gotten.
Well, those were fun. I don't know who developed that, but I used that backup in Kansas, and Shane's got me beat, I think, by a year or two. I was, first license is a tech, November 9th of 93, and, so it's been a long time ago, Patrick, but, yeah, I used those, most anything I could get, but I found the cassettes was the best thing, and, not everybody's interested. I used to like to do slow scan TV. That was fun. It just comes on one line at a time, and it was on 20 meters a lot at a certain frequency. And guys would go on vacations and that, and they'd send back pictures. You don't have to do that anymore with the internet, but it was fun on the old computers, you know, the old 486s and stuff like that. I got to click this or else it'll go bunkers on me here. There we go. Hang on just a second. Minicky here downstairs. But, gee, they used to have, remember back in the old days, we had the Amtor, Pactor, G-Tor, all of those different modes, didn't they, Shane?
And I never got involved in any of them. I was on basically 2 meter for a long time, just in the vehicle, listening more than anything. But I just found with the Morse code, for me, it helped to, and I'm no expert, by the way. I'm still at the learning stage, but just a little bit every day, you know, 20 minutes a day or so. If I tried to do too much, I'd start getting frustrated, and then, you know, then I'd want to, it's just, I do what I do, and come back, and I started seeing progress just a little bit every day, and it, for me, that was the best way. It took a while, but, and it's still taking a while, but I'm enjoying it. I'm seeing the results of it now. N4ZLK.
Hey, Skex. That's probably the best way for you, Shane, and you just got to find what works for you. But, Tom, if you want to do some slow scan TV on Sunday night, the 640 machine at 7 o'clock has a slow scan TV net.
No, I probably wouldn't anymore, Patrick, but I had an Air Force friend that was got me set up with it, and it was on floppy disks back then. But and then there was guys that worked fast scan TV, I guess is what you call it. It was in the 900 meg region, I think, someplace up there high, and they had a way of doing it off the KOAM TV tower back then. But boy, they'd get high resolution pictures, you know, and it was fun. But there's a lot of modes that people like that I don't care anything about. It's just I'm older and it's not of interest to me, and I don't have the skill set to do the computer junk that you got to do at times. But I do love the CW, and I got to tell you, I hated that stuff. I swore I'd never use it after I got up to 20 words a minute, and now I probably use it 99% of the time. But I got to tell you, I talked to a guy in Vermont the other night, and I just happened to see it on the Bandscope, and I was working these WRTC stations. That'd be a good one for you, Shane. There's a lot of them on there, and they're one-by-one calls. Most of them. I worked a guy in Israel on the 11th, and he was 4X-ray 22, WRTC, Whiskey, Romeo, Tango, Charlie. And there's some kind of a contest goes with it. I have no interest in that. But I just want to see how many I can work. And then the last one I worked was in Poland, so it was Sierra Papa Zero, WRTC. But a lot of them are N4 Whiskey, N7 Whiskey, I can see here on my paper log. And they're all over the place on all different frequencies. So why don't you see how many of those you can get? One-by-one calls are kind of rare, but there's a lot of them on there now.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. Actually, I don't think I've worked one of those yet. I looked that up, but, you know, the Straight Key Century Club has got a thing going on, an event going on this month as well, and they're K3K dash or slash, and then there'll be another number, 1, 2, 3, or 4. And there's somebody working, somebody's working every hour of the day. And it's not really a contest. I think anybody can participate. I think the operators collect points, but it's out there, too, to try to get people involved. I've worked a couple of those.
Y'all carry on for a minute. I got to deal with a little bit of traffic here. KO4HKX.
Roger. Well, right now, there's one on 14027's Echo 2 WRTC, and it says 599 in Marshalltown, Pennsylvania, the CW voice of Chester County, PA. I don't know where Echo 2's at. I guess the smart thing to do would be to click on it. And I've seen the Congo. The Congo's been on a lot lately, 10-8K or something like that. Bangkok, Thailand. Well, that's interesting. I don't have Thailand, but I doubt if I can hear it, especially with all the static there will be tonight. No, there's a Lima Zulu talking to him. That would be Bulgaria. That Tango November 8 Kilo would be a good one for you, Shane. It's in the Congo, and he's been on a bunch all over the place. Right now he's on 14250. Which is sideman, and he split, of course. But I can't imagine that Echo 2 being that loud in Marshalltown, Pennsylvania, with the storms that are going through here.
But I'm trying to, like I said, I told you on email, I'm trying to do a either copy a conversation or make a contact. And usually I try to listen for CQs, but today a couple times I've sent out my own CQ, and I did it again today. I couldn't find anybody calling, so I finally said, all right, I'm going to do it before I shut it down and take a nap. And talk to the, let's see, where was he today? Vermont, I think. He was a W1 call, so that was fun. But I'm getting there. It's fun to listen to them as they're sending, and they realize, like, I know what he's saying before he's even finished. You know what the word is, and then some of them you recognize, you know, you start recognizing the, you know, like the RTS and things like that, or RST, I mean, you start hearing it, you don't even have to copy it anymore because you know what they're getting ready to do.
In 4LSL, good evening. Yeah, you're right, the first thing out of their mouths are call, and then when you call them back, give them your call, and then your RST, and the operator here is, and they'll copy now. Anyways, I didn't copy your call sign now. Go ahead, sir. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
Okay, it's Jimmy, KG4LSL over here in Anderson. Now, I heard y'all talking about some of the band openings and what have you. I was on FT8 last night in on 17 meters. And I look at PSK Reporter, the reception reports, and I was heard in Antarctica last night, but I never heard an Antarctic station. But there was China and Hong Kong and all kind of other rare DX places on last night. And of course, I couldn't get to them because they had a pile up about a mile high. But yeah, interesting band opening last night. I'm not really seeing a whole lot of it today, but that doesn't mean it's not going to come there after the storms. KG4LSL, go ahead, pick it up, Shane.
Hey, tonight. I hope you're doing well. I have not gotten that far yet as far as contacts. It's probably the timing and also my antenna that I've got. It's not too terribly high in the air, but eventually I'll get one up there a little bit higher. Tom? Good to hear you. I'm about to exit off where I'm going here in Spartanburg. Clear out of here. Patrick, if you're still in, 7-3, hope to talk to you later. Tom, 7-3, Jimmy, 7-3, and I hope you were able to contact your friends down there on the Gainesville repeater. Anyway, Tom, I'll turn it to you. And, actually, I'll see if Patrick's back in there first, and if nothing, then Tom, you take it. N4ZLK, 7-3.
still be busy with traffic. Yeah, Jimmy, the computers will do things for you that no human's going to do with Morse code or sideband, because their signal strength, the way I understand it, is just minuscule compared to what we have to have. And we very rarely get into Thailand and Laos and Vietnam. That's just not our land on that until the sunspots come back anyways. When the computer's doing it for you, I don't know how many microvolts they take, but there are a lot of guys using that mode now. But I'm an old-timer. I only use CW and sideband.
And, yeah, 73, Shane, and be careful out there tonight. Yeah, Tom, it's new to me as well, kind of. I've been using it for about a year. I'm up to 81 countries, and yeah, it's a very low wattage, low signal, or weak signal, I guess they call it, propagation. And it works really well, and that's, you know, I got into it whenever, when I lived in Atlanta. I had a substation just across the tree line from me, and the noise was just awful. I had at least an S9 plus noise floor every single day and every single night, and I just got to where I couldn't hear anything, so I got into FT8. Now I'm starting to work a little bit more CW. I'm using the FL Digi program, and that kind of helps me decode some of it to where I can start getting proficient back with it and, learning it, hearing it, that sort of thing again.
World, and it takes a lot of work. And like I said, I hated it at first. I was going to do it back in the early 70s when CB was still good. I was going to try to convert over to ham, but I didn't have a mentor to an Elmer to teach me or help me any. Unbeknownst to me, there was a guy that worked with my dad on the railroad that was a ham that only lived a few blocks away, but I never knew about his ham radio part until many years later, and then we talked a lot on every mode there was, just about. And he's passed away now. He's way up in his 80s when he passed away. But I just learned it on my own, finally. I was shamed into it because my friend, he had stepped on a landmine in Vietnam and blowed both his eyes out, and he had shrapnel all over him, was tore up pretty bad. And he was in extra class, and I thought, well, Jiminy, Tom, if Eldon can do it, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to do it. And so I buckled down and got it. But it was, I never had an amplifier or anything. I was too poor. And I had a TS-140 Kenwood, and just talked all over the world on that thing. Worked like a champ, and I actually sold it down here for what I get for it years earlier, and it was working fine. To a fella at the Catholic radio station, he wanted to use it for a mobile HF unit. He had two of them then. But it was a good radio. And I guess that guy down there, he just has two of these 590s and 200 watts, that one in Antarctica. I've got a bunch of cards from Antarctica in the old days. And they used to run a lot of traffic up this ways in the old days. And then they'd phone patch them into their loved ones back here. But I talked to quite a few of them. A lot of Russians down there, matter of fact, Jimmy. But you don't get those exotic stations very often here. Not until the sun cycle gets more to its peak. And I never even got Thailand or that when I was in Kansas. I just never hear them.
And you know, this was the first time I've ever seen China on the air, period. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. As a matter of fact, we've got two Chinese stations here on FT8 now as I'm looking at it. And like you, I didn't have anybody to really help me learn CW or anything else. I was in CB radio for the longest, and a friend of mine, he come up to me, he says, "You know what we're going to do, Blue?" That's what they used to call me, was Blue. And I said, "What?" I was like, "We are." Okay. And so started studying, and 2 weeks later went and took the technician test and passed it with flying colors. Then started buckling down for my general and learned that I needed to learn Morse code for it. So I got some Code Quick tapes and started just practicing with those until I was able to copy a minute, solid copy on it.
Getting that 13 words a minute. I did the Tech and then the Tech Plus, and then I did the General written, and then I went back later separately and took the 13 word a minute and the advanced class. And Dave, W4DJW, will tell you this, that was the hardest one. Wow, that was a hard test. And then I took the extra class. Written, and then I went back the next time in Joplin, Missouri, and passed the 20 words a minute. I won't say it with flying colors, but I did copy over 100 characters in a row without missing one, but I didn't get the full text, but I got more than what was required, and I think it was 100 characters. I don't really remember, Jimmy, I'd be lying to you. But when they told me I passed, I was kind of surprised, because right at the last of the QSO, I lost it. And once you lose it, you can't pick it back up. You get rattled. But got through it. And then I thought, well, I'm not going to let this go to waste after all that work. So I went ahead and used it. But all to each his own. I've worked China several times. I won't say many times. From Kansas, Hong Kong, and different places. And I always thought Mongolia was kind of unusual, but he's on there quite a bit anymore. You see him on CW. And I think I sent for a card one time, but I've worked him many times, and it's up in Siberia. And you know how that is. Wow, that's the boondocks. And I always think of those fellas that built that Siberian Railroad and how many of them died doing it. But I worked all up in that area, South Korea, never North Korea, that's rare. And I used to like to stay up and talk to the islands in Micronesia and down around Tasmania and Australia and that. And when the sunspots come back, we'll be able to do that. I don't know how it'd be from here. Kansas was kind of in the middle. It was an extra skip. But I can reliably talk to Australia and Micronesia, you know, Fiji and all of the islands down in there, Cook Islands and that. And I like the Solomons and the Philippines. And I worked the Philippines from here even, which is a pretty fur piece, actually. I don't know if it was Long Path or not, but I called my buddy Bob up north, and he worked the Philippines that night on CW. He was tickled with that. KG4LSL and Gerald TR, unless you're there, Patrick.
I took a 10-year hiatus from ham radio, which I shouldn't have done, because once I took that 10-year hiatus, you know, you either use it or lose it, and I lost it. So, I'm having to kind of blow the dust off of some of the folders in my brain and get them working back. But yeah, I'm, you know, working countries now on FT8, but you know, I still want to work them on phone and CW whenever I get more accustomed back to it. Well, Tom, I have got to go. My wife is calling me for dinner, and I've done something to my back this past couple of days, and I'm hurt. So I'm going to go and sit down in the recliner and see if I can't get it to stop a little bit. 73s, guys, we'll talk to you later and take care. Glad the storms are gone. N0TR, 73, sir. KG4LSL.
Fine business, Jimmy. Got it all. That's a nice picture of you and I assume your dad there on the lake on QRZN. Well, you timed that just right because Mother Nature calls and I got to head out too and I got to find something here on the TV or Bernice is going to come over and slap me around a little bit. And my back hurts terribly too. I know what you're talking about. The lower S level. I hope you're getting my emails. I send you some jokes now and then, and I'll talk to you down the line, Jimmy. KG4LSL and 0TR, be clear.
That is me and my dad there. 73s, we'll talk later. KG4LSL.
KN4DYW. KN4DYW. KN4DYW, clear.